Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thoughts and prayers go out to everybody and the families in Beirut. A massive explosion yesterday, but this, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't store 750,000 tons of explosive material downtown.
We were getting ready to go on the air during a break midway in the show yesterday, and you said, oh my gosh, look at this video, and you showed it to me, and yeah. I said, that's expletive. Fake as expletive.
Yes.
And then the mics went on. Mm-hmm. So, number one, we were lucky that Dave caught it.
Right.
But number two,
yes,
it was so dramatic, I thought it was a fake video.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. We'll bring in Sasquatch, 6'8".
And a half.
And a half.
Dave
okay.
Jennings, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
That video was, again, my son said it, Dwight said it. It was like, that looks fake. It was so huge. They estimate 750,000 tons of explosive material.
And here's what they're saying. They're saying 80 dead. I think that's low. I think
so far.
But wouldn't it be fair to say that a lot of people just would have been eviscerated with
right.
that?
Yes.
I mean, because think about how it looked like my wife goes, this looks like a nuclear warhead.
Yes, yes.
And I said, thank you, baby.
It's more like a Scud missile.
Yeah.
But this is why you have those irritating government agencies that say, you can't store that downtown. I'm sorry. You're going to have to move this somewhere else. And everybody goes, oh, I hate that government department.
Frank's fertilizer. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Well, and here's the other thing. They said that they think it was a welder.
Oh.
That started it.
Didn't that happen at the Kentucky Center for the Arts? I know a much smaller situation, but I think it was somebody welding that started that fire.
Well, yeah, but that guy was putting a roof on as opposed to the guy in Beirut who apparently failed welder safety and decided to light a torch next to the bomb room.
Hey,
right.
Hey, is it all right if I weld over all this stuff? It's got little explosive signs on it. No, you're good. Go ahead.
Well,
get it done by noon.
Well, I will tell you that I had to pass welding when I went to PRP Vocational School. And there was a time where I was welding, and I may or may not have had something in my system. Right. I don't know.
Oh.
But I was welding and slag popped. And went on my brand new AC/DC shirt.
Oh.
I'm like, oh my gosh! So I had the torch in one hand, and you had my welding goggles on. So
I went
to take my welding goggles off with the torch in hand, and
oh no,
all my hair.
Oh no!
Yeah. And it never came back.
It did come back, but now it's going away again, Dave.
And at that point, your shop teacher, whoever, was like, all right, Whitten. You need new radio or something.
Right.
This ain't for you.
Right, no, because at that point, the shop teacher's just looking around going, wow, it took him this long to set himself on fire.
Huh. Did you ever light a blunt with your welding torch?
Yes, absolutely I did. It just not a cutting torch. The cutting torch was fun. The cutting torch is where you just have the acetylene going, and you hit that oxygen, and it'll cut through like steel, like it's butter. So you give a 16-year-old a cutting torch that can cut through plates of steel?
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
I played one of my buddies was a welder, and we played poker all night long. And then he left from the garage to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, man, you got to go to work. He's like, I'll be fine. He called later and said, I fell asleep on the scaffolding welding.
Oh.
He fell asleep, and when he woke up, there was just a giant pile of welding. He had welded something about a foot long.
Oh.
It was a good job falling asleep welding.
Yeah, so I thought it was actually fake yesterday when you showed me the video of that explosion, but unfortunately it was not. I think the death toll is going to be look, guys.
It's got to be higher.
It's in the blocks. Yeah, I think it's going to be in the thousands, is it not? I mean, basically, I mean, look at 9/11.
Yeah.
And granted, those buildings were going straight up. But look, this was like 15 blocks, wasn't it?
It was a mushroom cloud. You could see it at the beginning when it goes off. It's just huge. It registered as a 3 on the Richter scale for an earthquake.
It was heard 150 miles away.
Did you see where they came out and they went, it was a fireworks accident?
Well, you can see in the before the second explosion that you see all these fireworks kind of going off.
Oh, really?
In the little smoke, you can see fireworks going off.
Oh, okay.
But they did have fireworks, but they also stored that really volatile fertilizer.
Ammonium nitrate.
Oh.
That's the stuff that Timothy McVeigh used, correct?
Well, you see,
yes, correct.
I learned that in chemistry class.
You rattled that off pretty quickly.
Now I'm on an FBI watch list.
Yeah,
great.
You should be.
I should have said that other stuff, you know, the ammonium thingy.
And, Will, we had a busy night with murders in the town. Did you say three deaths in the last 12 hours?
Three
or something,
in the last 12 hours, yeah. Six six shootings, five separate scenes. One of them was a double shooting last night at 9:30.
Six shootings, five different locations.
86 homicides.
And listen, and on top of that, this happened yesterday. These people retired yesterday in LMPD. Two majors, 9 lieutenants, 13 sergeants, and 7 officers all retired yesterday.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
On top of that, 3 officers and 1 sergeant resigned. They said, you know what, we can't take this anymore. And God bless them, I don't blame them.
Nope.
But good news from from LMPD yesterday. They did catch the cowards that were going around carjacking and then making other robberies all throughout. They went on a robbery spree all throughout the town of Louisville yesterday. So well done, LMPD.
Bad news, they'll be out tomorrow.
Well, I hope not because it's gun crime. You know, but who knows anymore?
I don't think they're letting them out. I don't think they're letting them out anymore for COVID.
We had that one judge that let somebody put somebody in home incarceration for murder.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, well, what?
Oh, yeah, because he couldn't read the arrest slip. So rather than actually just calling over to police headquarters, where at last check someone answers the phone at all times, he just went, here, wear this ankle bracelet and promise not to kill anyone. Have a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I do want to say happy birthday to a guy named Darren Lee. Darren Lee Jr., okay? You might not know the name.
Sounds like a serial killer.
He's not. He's far from it. Darren Lee Jr.
That does sound like a serial killer, though.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Darren Lee Jr.
Happy
started
birthday.
His spree in Arkansas.
He always waved in the mornings when I drove by. I don't know what was wrong.
If you're identified by your middle name, you've committed a series of heinous crimes.
Well, no, that's his last name.
Oh, what?
Darren Lee.
I thought Junior was him.
Yeah. Okay. Darren Lee Jr. Yeah. Listen, you don't know the name. I'm sure you guys don't know the name, but you will know the face if you saw him. He is one of the 4 men that protected the officer.
Oh, yeah.
And that iconic picture, locking arms.
Right,
it's his birthday today. Now, Dave and I, when you were on vacation, we had these guys on the show that had everything to lose and nothing to win out of protecting this officer that night.
Sure, yeah.
But they stepped up and did it. I've become friends with 3 of the 4 of them, and this guy's actually in L.A. right now cutting a record.
Wow.
What?
Darren Lee Jr. So he's not hearing this, but he's actually in L.A. right now cutting a record. So
well,
anyway, happy birthday. And thanks again for...
Yeah. Okay, the top article yesterday in USA Today was licking fingers is the unheralded threat as sports return. That was the lead story. With a big picture of Drew Brees licking his fingers before he went back under center.
What if you're not licking? It's worse if you're licking other people's fingers, though, in my opinion. Because that's what Tom Brady does.
No, he does.
He goes over to Coach Belichick. He goes, Coach Belichick.
No.
Coach Belichick, I love you.
No, stop it. No, no one licks other people's fingers.
You lick your fingers 2 times. You lick your fingers when you're turning pages. And we're
no,
trying
you
to.
Don't. My wife does that. Good Lord, stop with the licking of the
fingers.
Well,
you can't turn the pages.
Yes,
you don't lick your finger.
What are you talking about? I'm 52 years old. I've never once licked my finger to turn a damn page.
You have to read a book first.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
I looked at Hustlers and stuff like that, and I never.
Your Honor, can you? Your Honor, can you have the witness?
Well, the pages
please?
Are all stuck together.
Listen,
Dwight.
I may have licked a Playboy or two, but I've never licked my fingers to turn the Playboy page.
The other time you do it is to separate poop bags.
Right? No, you can't. No, you don't. No,
yes. You can't open
no,
them
don't.
Up.
Yes,
no.
That's true.
No. Okay. Listen.
If the person, if you're at the grocery store
yes.
and there's no bagger,
right.
What do? You roll down there and start bagging your own stuff. But to get the little baggie out,
no, okay.
Sometimes you got to lick your fingers.
Number one, I don't do that. If there's no bagger there, I pull out my phone and I say, "You have about 10 seconds to get a bagger here, or you're going to hate my Yelp review." That's the first thing I do, okay? And then they get a bagger down there, toot sweet. Second thing I do, whenever I'm at the vegetable department or a poop bag, I don't lick my fingers to open up a poop bag or the vegetable
bag.
What
do you do?
I take the bag and I put it, you remember how Mr. Miyagi did this and started rubbing his hands together?
Oh. Wax on, wax off, yes.
To warm up Daniel's shoulder?
Yeah, Daniel's.
That's what I do. I take the bag and I do the Daniel-san warm up his shoulder. And it spreads it apart. Stop with the lick. My wife does that. She'll,
by the way,
lick and turn, lick and turn, lick and turn.
The heat from the friction of Mr. Miyagi's hands had healing properties.
I know it did.
That allowed him to at least get in onto the mat to compete and win the Sun Valley
Tournament. That's right.
Yeah.
But if you watch YouTube's version of the Karate Kid that fast forwards to this day and time.
It's actually pretty awesome.
It is awesome. You'll find out that Daniel's son was the jerk.
He was the jerk.
Yes, he was.
It wasn't Johnny. Poor Johnny.
Poor Johnny just wanted to wear his skeleton outfit, ride his motorcycle, and have fun with his girlfriend.
And then what does the other guy do?
Nothing good comes out of Jersey.
He steals his slightly chunky girlfriend.
Absolutely.
But who swept the leg? It wasn't Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, but he was doing that on bad advice from an adult. You can't blame the kid for that.
He's a tool.
And by the way, on this Karate Kid series on YouTube, it also picks up the coach, sweep the leg coach.
Yes.
He's on there as well.
Yeah, he comes back.
He comes back as well. Speaking of YouTube, if anyone's listening, you have an 8-year-old, I need to borrow them.
I'm sorry.
I got a 9-year-old.
Oh, do you have a 9? That might work. Okay, that might work.
Well, here's what's going on.
Hear the rest of the story first.
I use Google Play for all my music. Okay.
And I love it.
And I'm used to it. I love it. I know how to do everything. Well, Google Play is going away, and everything has to be transferred to YouTube Music now.
What, they buy them or something?
That sounds annoying.
Well, I know it sounds incredibly annoying. Well, then I start thinking, what? Because when I decided, you know what? Okay, this is where I'll transfer all my CDs. And I spent like weeks, because you know I got 4,000 CDs. I spent weeks and months transferring these CDs over because I thought, Google, they'll be around forever, which they will be. But Google Play is going away. And then it dawned on me, Google has purchased, I think, didn't Google buy YouTube years ago?
I don't know.
5-6 years ago.
I've lost track of that incestuous system.
Or they merged, or
I've got the story right here.
If you have an 8-year-old, what are you doing with the 8-year-old?
The 8-year-old will know how to do this.
Oh,
I don't know how to
right.
do this.
Yeah.
But you get an 8-year-old, they'll say, "Yeah, have you tried going to your settings?" And no, I haven't. Just do it for me, kid.
Get daddy another beer.
So if somebody's got
an iPad out of the box and the kid, I put the password on. And I said, "Here, have a good time." The next thing I know, he's over there. He's invaded 14 third world countries and ordered a pizza.
What are you doing?
I'm sure. Listen, and I'll buy him a Beanie Baby or a whatever they like. I'll get them whatever they like now. You know, just get my music transferred over. But evidently, Google Play is going to be gone in December.
I don't know
if you use it like I do.
Yeah.
You can download stuff until.
Well, look, I don't know how any artists make any money. I mean, the Taylor Swift album came out the other day, and I asked Maggie, "How did you listen to it? It's like 16 cuts." She goes, "Well, I got it for free. I got it on
free."
She goes, "I got it on blah blah blah, whatever she got it from." And I was like, "You listen to the whole album?" She goes, "Yes, I have it on my phone." How does anybody make money anymore in the music industry?
Touring? Well, not touring.
Not touring anymore.
You can't do that. So if you do use Google Play to listen to your used-to-be CDs like I do, you have until the end of August. You can order and pre-order stuff and upload and buy and download music till the end of August. By the time October rolls around, you won't even be able to use it.
See, what I would do is I would just download the iHeartRadio app.
I've got that, but I want to listen to my albums. I'm an album guy.
They don't have albums on iHeartRadio app?
They have artists, and they have songs that
they have to build your station.
Yeah, you build your station.
Put his music in it, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. For example, you know, if I wanted to listen to the Allman Brothers, I would, you know, just listen straight through to Allman Brothers album. If I want to listen to Black Crowes, I would listen to Black Crowes album all the way through. That's how I listen to music. That's why I liked it so much.
I'd transfer it all to cassette.
Right, and then you get a Walkman.
Good idea.
I still got my Walkman.
Yeah, good idea.
You know what? I hear 8-tracks are coming back. You might want to try and get them on there. Get a bunch of them degaussed.
I didn't like...
What?
Degaussed? That's an artist.
I didn't like 8-track.
It's that magnet thing that Vanetti held on his crotch for all those years.
even when 8-tracks were popular, I didn't like 8-tracks because you would be halfway through the song.
Yes.
In the middle of the song, I'm sailing.
Oh, so Tony put it on.
Set a course for it, you know.
And there was no fast forward.
There was no fast forward.
There's no fast forward on it.
I'll never get what 8-track, what the purpose was, except to screw up good music.
Yeah.
Reel to reel, I get. Cassette, I get. Albums, I got.
All right, the Street Hot Rod.
National Street Rod.
Yeah, they're coming to town. It starts tomorrow. We're going to talk to Jim Rowlett a little bit later today, so keep it where you got it. 12,000 streetcars are going to be here for the weekend.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Courtney Donahoe.
How you doing?
There's the...
You know, it's like the market is bulletproof, all right? I don't know what's going on with the market, you know what I'm saying?
Tell me
what's going on, huh?
Hey, we're trying to eat our noodles and gravy over here.
I don't know what's going on with it, all
noodles
right?
Noodles and gravy?
I don't know. I'll take a shot. They always call this spaghetti sauce. But they say, hey, put some more gravy. That's not gravy.
No,
what
that
are you
is
doing?
Gravy.
No, it's not gravy.
That's the term up north.
Gravy comes on biscuits. That's spaghetti sauce. We need a ruling on this. Judge Donahoe. Is it gravy or spaghetti sauce?
Some people in Jersey call it gravy.
Yes.
So, but yes, they do. But you know, most of the people in New York really don't call it. They call it sauce.
Like okay,
sauce
then,
on your...
then later I might go by Waffle House and get some biscuits and sauce. If that's gravy, I'm going to call it gravy sauce.
Oh, because gravy is gravy. Like gravy, like the brown gravy, that's gravy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's how we refer to it.
That's
but
right,
yeah. No, it's funny because I was actually on, I'm on another station and they had this, and they're in the Midwest and they had a New York deli on ahead and they must've got some guy from like Minnesota to be the New York guy talking about the deli, the accent. And of course it always led into me and I'm like laughing through the whole entire thing because the guy so did not even remotely sound like he would, I don't even think he's ever been to New York.
Hey,
he sounded like that.
Whose show do you like better, our show or that other Midwest show?
Who's better?
You know I love you guys. You're first in my heart.
That's not an answer. That's not an answer.
You're first in my heart. First in my heart.
All right.
So
what
that's
are
good.
We in your butt?
That's
all right, stop it.
Hey.
I don't want with the Bloomberg Money Minute.
Oh, man. Well, there we go. giving you a little bit of Saturday Night Fever, too, along with it. Well, stock futures. So, well, actually, markets are open, and it's looking good today. I mean, we're seeing the Dow up 165 points right now because everybody's looking at what's going on with this economic aid package. White House and Democratic negotiators, they're trying to reach a stimulus deal by the end of the week, and they're definitely under pressure to act because there's so many unemployed Americans out there who just lost their supplemental benefits. Oh, yeah, and it's Frankie Valli. It's not Saturday Night Fever. We're doing a little grease there. I had to correct myself. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WHAS.
Dwight. Hey, Dwight and Tony. It's Sammy Hagar here, man. Pick up the phone, dude. Pick up the phone.
I'm just used to CEOs lying to us and not actually telling us the truth. So the stock prices stay the same or whatever reason they do it for. Let's talk to Ryan Burrell from Chicago, where a CEO is actually telling the truth. We might not have enough product until next year. What's up, Ryan?
I do want to point out that this is the outgoing Clorox CEO, so that may be a part of
it. That's right.
Yeah, they're cleaning house there.
Right.
Well, oh, and Lord.
Very good. I see what you did there. And I, you know, this Clorox CEO maybe storing some under his under his bed for safekeeping for a later date, because what he said was they don't think that they're going to meet demand until 2021. We're buying up these Clorox wipes like crazy, and we've been doing that since this pandemic began. The sales are sixfold in demand for many of their products. They've been understocked for these wipes. Lysol also having a hard time keeping up with their products as well. Clorox wipes make up 45% of the market share, and
oh my
you can
gosh.
Imagine what kind of burden and stress this has been on them. They've been running manufacturing 24/7. They've added 10 new suppliers to help keep up with demand. There were some supply chain issues regarding China and some other providers during this pandemic. They just haven't been able to get all the little parts and pieces and chemicals that they need to put this together. So that's been a struggle. They hope to have everything back up and running and on the shelves by 2021, but oh boy, that seems so far away, doesn't it?
It does seem far away, but they also said that the bleach, just the straight up Clorox bleach, that's going to improve dramatically over the next 4 to 6 months, that you can still get that. So I guess you could just make your own wipes. I don't know. People are going to be doing it, you know, put them in Glad bags or whatever. But they also said Burt's Bees lip balm and trash bags, as well as Lysol. And every time you go to the store, you look and you can't get any of this stuff. It seems like it might be a good time for an alternative to pop up, Ryan Burrell, like if you wanted to start a business.
Yeah, there you go. I do want to point out that, some of these knockoffs, and I don't want to do a Clorox commercial here for them, but some of these knockoffs, the one thing that the FDA and CDC have warned is, you go to the dollar store and buy something that looks similar, it may not have the same potency as Clorox. They've actually got a list of some of the brands that may not be as effective. I don't know. I go in there and I just grab something off the shelf. It's on sale. That's fine. But, it may not be quite the product that you were hoping for. Now, I can tell you a couple things that may help with the demand a little bit. Number one, a lot of schools across the country will begin the school year with e-learning, and part of what at least my kids' school supplies have been for years has been bringing in one of those big containers of Lysol or Clorox wipes, I should say. So hopefully that demand will not be there, and maybe the rest of that product will be available on the shelves, or at least more readily available on the shelves.
That just shows you how lazy we are, Ryan. We had the hand sanitizer shortage. That's been rectified. We had the toilet paper shortage. That's been rectified, so to speak. But this
ventilators.
One...
ventilators.
Yeah, but this one, I'm sorry, just go ahead and get some spray and some paper towels and wipe it up yourself. I mean, we can survive without Clorox wipes, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go Breaking Bad on this and start mixing your own chemicals, but it is possible to start to find some hand sanitizers or find other ways around this. So, yeah, that is possible, and there are things out there. Don't obviously drink the bleach, but you can use the bleach for
other. Oh, wait, let me write that down.
Don't.
Drink.
Hey, what if we get Chinese seeds? Is it safe to put those in our mouth?
Bleach.
It turns out, by the way, the seeds turned out to be seeds. They were legit seeds, is what we're hearing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but after all this, let's say we get the vaccine and we're out of this. We're out of the woods by next March. Okay, it's dreamland, but let's do that. But we are probably going to use more Clorox wipes in the future. We have now all become the germaphobes. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm wearing my mask to the grave, I think, now. You people scare me. You're weird. You're dirty.
Oh, one of those guys.
I love it.
Is anyone else kind of like wearing the mask? Because then people, like, I encounter a lot of people on the streets that before, you had to smile at or give the head nod to. You can just keep walking now. You get the face mask on. They don't have to see your face.
I'm better looking.
You're right.
But,
agree so quickly.
Hey, but going to Tony Vannetti's point about us becoming germaphobes, I think he's right. And there's one executive for a yogurt company. I got this story real quick, Ryan Burrow. He's flown about 24 times already. He says to protect himself, what he does is he'll take masks. And he'll rotate the mask every 4 hours, okay? He goes into a new mask every 4 hours.
Yeah.
He wears multi-layers of disposable gloves so he can peel them off after he touches things, among other things.
Boy.
But this guy's turning into Howard Hughes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, to see, as we start reopening again and when things start getting back to normal, if things get back to normal, what it's going to be like with those. I mean, we've got people here in the office, you guys may have them, too, that come around every few hours. They wipe everything down. I have the cleanest back of my desk that I've ever had before because they come in. So I would assume that those jobs will probably continue, I mean, moving forward, regardless of whether we've got a vaccine. I mean, will we continue to have temperatures taken when we go into manufacturers, or if we are traveling, will they continue to use those thermometers to, shoot our heads and see what our temperatures are? I have no doubt that will continue moving forward.
You big-time network guys have people that come around and wipe stuff up.
Well, not that. They even have offices. We're here in my kitchen.
Yeah. Ryan Burrow, thank you for everything, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe in Chicago.
Okay, here's the rest of the story.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Here's the rest of the story of the CEO who has flown 12 times, and he says, okay, here's how I'm taking precautions. I told you about the multiple layers of disposable gloves.
Proctologists have been doing that for years.
But wouldn't you just go ahead and just carry gloves with you and take them off and put the new ones on? I don't know.
I don't know.
So he puts on multiple layers of these latex gloves, and he peels them off as soon as he touches anything, all right? He always uses paper tickets instead of his phone because too many people are touching other people's phones when they touch your phone and scan it or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
That makes sense. He changes his mask every 4 hours, noting it's safer and oddly you feel like you're freshening up.
So opulent.
If he ever uses the bathroom on the plane, he looks for the non-crowded airplane bathroom.
Well,
how is there a non?
No, it's not.
There's two bathrooms on an airplane, unless you're first class.
Yeah. I will tell you this. I'm starting to wear my mask a lot more than I used to. And then at the gym, I'm starting to wear it. If I'm not doing cardio and I'm just lifting, I will wear my mask. And to tell you the truth, I forget that I have it on for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad.
He says that he swaps out his mask every time he uses the bathroom. He doesn't ever purchase food, which is not available anyway. And I saw, Evan, I didn't even know about this. Southwest Airlines, they had discontinued the alcohol. So for a while, they were allowing BYOB on their flights.
That's fantastic.
Sweet.
It's been discontinued. They're no longer doing it. He says that he covers up as much skin as possible when he sits on the plane. Because he doesn't want his skin to touch any of the surfaces. He disinfects the surfaces with antiseptic wipes, which is going away, after boarding the plane, including the seat, the belt buckle, headrest adjusters, and more. So that's all the stuff okay. this guy.
So, okay, so that guy will probably get it.
Yep.
Because
of all the procedures. What you're finding out, because my wife has a friend that didn't leave the house, had all food delivered, she didn't even go to the grocery store, she washed her hands, whatever. She never left the house. She's been quarantined. She got it. She reduced her footprint to try to get it by a wide margin, more than most. She got it. And then you got people out there working at GE and with 4,000 people and not getting it.
What about these Kroger cash register workers?
Unbelievable that they've had like less than a dozen at all the Kroger.
Now here's the I was at my wife's tennis captain's birthday last night. By the way, happy birthday, Susan, not my Susan.
Right.
My Susan turned 50. This Susan turned 60. So anyway, I don't know.
Why are you telling people that?
Because you all started doing the. Oh, am I supposed to say that?
You're not supposed to say she's 60.
Why not?
Well, one Susan was one number. The other Susan was another number.
Here's a problem with Mr. Glove Stacker.
Okay,
so he's got gloves on. He touches things. Now he feels the need to change his gloves, right? So you take your right hand, take off the glove on your left hand. Now what do you have? One clean glove, one dirty glove.
Well,
you see where I'm going with this? How do you get the other one off? Now you got to take your dirty glove hand and put it on your clean glove and take that off. So you always have one dirty hand, huh?
That's why I was saying just go ahead and take the wrist and pull off that glove. And now you've got the clean hand, and you pull off the other glove. And now you put on new gloves, right?
I just blew his mind if he's listening. He probably just killed himself.
The best pair of rubber gloves are the ones that I'm getting at the J where I work out. They have boxes of them everywhere. They're the easiest to go on. They're really thick, so they don't break on you when you're working out, and then they just pop right off. So I got at first I didn't use them, and I was like, I'll try them. They went on so easy, and they're really thick, and it works out really well. They're the best pair of gloves I've ever had.
Listen, I'm all for that, but it gets to a point where you start looking silly. For example, my wife bought this full vinyl suit. It covers everything, even her face.
Right.
And then to prevent germs from going in her mouth, she bought this big red ball on a strap that she wears in her mouth.
But you can't, but I think I've seen it. I think I've seen it. She has to unzip the face mask.
She does, which is that's too much.
You're making this up.
It's a full black shiny latex outfit that she puts on.
Right.
And then she unzips the face
part. Well, the mask covers the whole head and she unzips it.
Right.
And then the red ball protects
her. She bought this big shiny red ball that she shoves in her mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like,
protection.
I'm like, honey, we're not even leaving the bedroom. What are you doing?
She's probably not going
to
get it, though.
You need to whip her into shape.
Well, I guess so. Maybe that's a good point. That's a good point. I forgot where I was going, even.
We talked about the thick gloves. We started
about
there.
The crazy dude that was doing all this stuff. Look, but my son is washing his hands for like 3 minutes. I walk away, and I'll come back, and he's still at the sink. I'm like, what are you doing washing your hands? It is, to your point, it's causing a lot of OCD people about washing their hands and staying safe other than they've ever been before. And it's not healthy to wash your hands that much. I know that's insane to say, but you rub your skin, and you clean your skin off of the natural.
See, after I wash my hands that many times, I like to soak them in a nice lavender, vanilla, natural oils essential bath.
Palm olive. Like Madge used to do.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your hands are so
soft. Anyway, it's just, look, so Clorox wipes, they're going away. Here's what I would do. I'd buy a thing of Clorox and a thing of Bounty paper towels, and I would pour the Clorox all over the paper towels and then put them in a Ziploc bag. Get them out whenever, right?
But the biggest joke on that headline was we might have a vaccine before we actually have Clorox wipes.
I know. So more when we return on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. WHAS.
I thought UConn got rid of their football team, but apparently not. After receiving guidance from state and public health officials, football has been canceled for UConn for the entire year.
Wow.
My favorite UConn,
they got rid of it.
My favorite UConn sport is women's basketball because I have always been a fan of Husky women.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I love Husky women, especially playing basketball.
No, it is true. That's true. I tweeted out earlier today that – I don't understand the process because I have a lot of friends that are moving their kids into dorms on universities at U of L, UK,
yeah.
IU. And I'm like, okay, but the classes are majority online. So you're moving people into the dorms. You're moving the kids into the dorms, and then they're going to have classes in their dorms.
Mm-hmm.
How does this make sense? And, of course, I'm being a little facetious.
You're being a fetus.
Mm-hmm.
When I send out the
feces.
Tweet, like asking, feces. Why would they do this? Of course it's a money grab. It's dorms and meal plans are so expensive now in college. It's ridiculous. So they got their money, and then they're going to have their online classes. But I'm sure the kids will stay in
the dorms. Universities have to find a way to make money because tuition, they keep it so affordable that they've got to make money somewhere, Tony. Yeah. You know?
How are they going to bleach their togas with this bleach shortage?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I know. These are things.
Good question.
That's
a great
question.
That's right. Well, let's do the news. There's been a lot of shootings in the last 12 hours here in Louisville, Kentucky. We'll find out more next right here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.